Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for being part of my day. Turns out it is the one-year anniversary of our first visit with David Rock. David is our good friend. He's with us right now. He's the author of Your Brain at Work. And, David, thanks for hanging out with us. One of the things I know you want to talk about today is the impact of technology on our brains, especially on our customers' brains. Talk to us about this.
Yeah, well, you know, everything we do impacts the brain a lot, and it turns out that happens really quickly. You know, you do something and just a few times starts to change your wiring. You know, you try putting your keys in a different pocket just a couple of times.
And oh, yeah.
It really confuses you, know. It just happens very quickly. Well, there's pretty fundamental changes happening through technology. I mean, walk around, I'm in New York this week, walk around New York and or any city, and you see people looking down. That can't be good for pedestrian accidents, I'm telling
right.
you. But they're looking down. They're looking down at email. And it's very interesting that there's a very big social trend. I think it's probably as big as television arriving.
Hmm.
It'll take time to see it. But there's this big social trend because your emails are always in your pocket. And it's fine if that was a few people, but now it's everyone.
Right.
And you know the volume of email we all get. So suddenly, instead of spending, you know, a couple of hours a day sort of distracted by texting and cell phones, many people are spending, you know, a huge chunk of their day distracted by emails in their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting what it does to your brain. You know, there's some studies showing it raises your stress level, drops your IQ by about 15 points if you're always connected.
It definitely messes with your productivity.
It definitely messes with your productivity, absolutely. And, you know, it starts to kind of make your brain a bit fuzzy. And I wrote a paper on this, you know, are our minds going the way of our waistline? It may well be that we, you know, it's not good for us overall.
So I think you mean are our minds turning to mush, or you mean are our minds doing the reverse of our waistline? Our waistlines are getting bigger and our brains are getting smaller.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they're getting overweight. Is the problem.
Yeah.
They're getting unhealthy.
Right.
But the metaphor doesn't quite work.
Well, we have too many distractions today. I'm worried about the productivity. Especially, and I hate to sound like an old fogey here, but especially the younger generations. I asked some of my employees, most of whom are young, very very young. I said, "Is it possible that there is a serious problem in the marketplace of young people your age working but being distracted by all of the social media influences?" From their friends, from their, you know, et cetera, et cetera. What are the chances that this is going on right now all over the place? And they said you're exactly right. It's happening all over the place.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And there's a lot
they're supposed to be working. Out. They're supposed to be working, but because they can set up their desktop or their cell phones to receive all these, you know, various influences, you know, they're not getting much work done.
Well, social media is like sugar for the brain. I mean, when you connect with someone socially, you get a wonderful reward in your ventral striatum, and you get dopamine pushed up into your prefrontal cortex. You get this wonderful rush of feeling good, basically. It doesn't really matter, and this is someone you really don't like, it doesn't really matter who it is. It's just this feeling of social connection is rewarding, and we are attuned to this. It's part of our brain to feel good when we connect with people. And it's so incredibly available that it's like candy. It's like sugar that's available everywhere in the streets
right.
and the stores. And so what it does is it makes you feel good, but it also gives you it gives you this desire for more. You get this kind of seeking circuitry activated, and so you keep wanting to go back to this, and it does become a bit like the mouse on the treadmill, or the mouse, or worse, the mouse pressing the lever and getting the hit of kind of drug straight
right.
into the brain. It's a bit like that, and there is an interesting challenge, and our ability to regulate these things is not very good. So we're going to see some societal changes, I think, in time.
What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think I think it's a little bit like, in some ways, a little bit like television. You're going to get a large number of people who watch a huge amount of television, and you know, that affects their physical health. There was a study last month that showed actually that watching a lot of television does make you less happier.
It makes it affects your relationships.
It affects your relationship. It literally makes you less happy. I mean, it reduces your overall happiness. It makes you more anxious.
Well, if you notice, television, many television programs are getting more pathetic, more and more pathetic in terms of the characters. There was a time when we watched television to be uplifted. Now a lot of the television makes me say, "Boy, I'm glad I'm not like them."
Yeah, well, you've got to keep getting attention in new ways. But I think, you know, you've got a whole society, you know, addicted to that with health implications, you know, obesity implications.
So what would you do? If we're listening right now to you, David, and we're saying, okay, I don't want to be like that. I want to use technology effectively, but I don't want to turn my brain to mush, and I don't want to become a slave to the technology. How do we fix that?
Well, it's very difficult. It's almost like saying, I live with a candy store on either side of my house, and I don't want to eat candy, you know?
Yeah.
It's really tricky. I mean, there's something really physical you have to do, which is have your devices switched off for large amounts of time so you can focus on deeper things.
I literally, for the last couple of years, though, year or two, I have literally not just minimized my email browser, my email client on my desktop, I've closed it.
Yeah, you have to.
So that I have to go over and open it. And I actually would go quite a bit of time without realizing I haven't checked my mail. And then I'll open it up and check it, you know, every so often. That's helped me a little bit.
You have to. I mean, if you download, you know, 20 emails and deal with them, right?
Yeah.
You're dealing with an amount of information that, you know, maybe 10 years ago you dealt with in a day.
Right. And you still have all the other work to do.
That's right.
Hold on to that thought. David Rock is our guest. Your Brain at Work is his book. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. When you get a chance, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. 10 tips. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.